Okay, Hopkins Senior High, this is Dr. Doug Harris from Santa Clara University here with you at CMEA. Looking forward to your performance at Jazz Waltz. Love them. Okay, right off the bat, nice start, good sound. I'd encourage the piano player to don't use a pedal, get rid of the pedal. Play much more rhythmically driven. Waltz on a set. Think about your hi-hat right now. Just give me count two on the hi-hat. Think about and of one and three. Cha 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 cha. Or alternate every two count. Cha 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 cha. Couple different ways, but just on count two doesn't really work for me. It's just kind of monotonous. There you go. Nice job, tenor. Okay, listen to time. Okay, nice job on Trump. Just make sure you're sticking with time. Your time got a little amorphous there. Yeah, maybe do a little more with his accents. Measure 1/23. Do da do 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 da. Marcados, don't make them too short so they don't have body. A marcato should make a note heavier. A staccato, it makes a note lighter. Do di da do 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 da. Do da do 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 da da do da 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 do da. Yeah, you're always playing the marcatos as staccatos, so you're losing their weight and energy. The band has a nice overall balance. Rhythm section is balanced within itself. Try to jump into those count threes a little more. Yeah, nice job, guys. Nice job. First drum should get to the end there. Those F sharps and Gs are creeping up a little bit high. Those are sharp notes on every single trumpet I speak as a trumpet player. I know these things. Nice job on that, guys. Just be aware that marcatos need to be a little bit longer than staccatos. If you make them too short, you lose their impact, you lose their weight. So just lean into those a little bit more, particularly when you have this pickup. Dot do, dot do, dot do. Just bring this out a little more. But nice job on that. For the drummer again on that jazz waltz, a hi hat figure, either and of 1 and 3 or 1, 3, 2. So 1, 2, 3, one ready and do chick do chick chick or 1, 2, 3, one ready and one chick. If you're doing that, then you want to on the ride cymbal. A little more authentic jazz waltz feel. Nice work. And that's just a nice, just a pleasant sound. Well blended. I did not know this piece was written by Briscoe and Newley. One of the great things about the music world is there's always more to learn. And our piano player in this piece, it would be appropriate to use a pedal and feel free to take some freedoms. Roll some of these chords, add some upper filigree, bomb, bring, 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 kind of stuff. Take a little more freedom. Now, what you're playing is fine, but keeping it a little more interesting. The bass player, make sure we've got enough front on the notes. Right now your sound is just kind of blending into the bass drum. So maybe turn your volume down a little bit, but pull harder. Okay, alto player, nice sound. You're playing with good projection. You're owning the solo. Yeah, can we give a little direction on that trumpet? Oh, broke the line though. Booba dooba dooba doo, not booba dooba dooba da. Oh, eyes, Mr. Drummer. Nice attack. Make sure we agree on exactly where and how we're going to release those sustained notes in 34-35. Maybe a little more front on. Do, 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 da. Let those groove a little more. Even though it's a ballad, it can have a groove to it. Okay, as you go into improvising, make sure you keep the same confidence. Keep projecting. Especially in the solo section, the piano player, you can add a lot more rhythmic support to your soloist. Yeah, again, same figure we had earlier. Make sure we agree on where and how we're going to release those sustained notes. The measure 50 and 51. Watch the pitch on the F sharp lead trumpet. Starting to get a little bit sharp on that. This is a sharp note. Start getting a little tired. We can start pinching. Let's keep those teeth apart. Use a lot of air. Maybe a little more berry here. Yeah, taking it down the octave, are we? I like it. But you gotta be accurate on attack trumpets. Maybe think about the idea of possibly a little forte piano on that last chord for the trumpets. One, two, boom. Support maybe the cymbal ting. Something, just a little effect. Nice job on the soloist. I'm really enjoying this band. Bass player made a comment earlier. Your sound just kind of got the articulation kind of got lost in the context. Generally, what I'll tell a bass player is turn your volume down and pull harder. See if you can get that articulate front again. Remember, you're a rhythm section instrument. You've got to provide rhythm. Nice job so far, guys. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, I think we need to play all these eighth notes. Make the quarter notes and eighth notes tied to eighth notes shorter. A little more articulate trumpet. And direction. Give direction to those whole notes. Oh, forte piano there, brass. Measure 24. Forte piano crescendo. Thank you. bite here. Do di di da. Yeah, this got to be a lot more energetic horn. Do di do da. Yeah, if we have, we got a couple people sitting in the back, maybe we're adding some Latin percussion, maybe maracas, maybe claves, maybe some conga. Okay, nice job on the trumpet solo. I like the repeated pitch. You saw the repeated pitch on the written solo, and it's okay to play with that idea. Just make sure you stay in the mic so we can hear what you're playing. Oh, bigger front on that trombone. Doo-doo-da-dow! Yeah, really enjoyed the band. There's some great teaching and some great learning going on here, and those are two really important parts of the puzzle. As far as articulation on the last tune, I would guess we have not listened to a lot of Latin tunes, a lot of salsa tunes. You have a great band up in San Francisco, so the Pacific Mambo Orchestra, or some Tito Puente. And just listen to this music, the energy of the articulation. You're playing what the page says to do, so I give you complete credit for that. But to really get in the authentic feel of this music, it just needs a lot more energy, generally to the front of the notes, your and attacks. Just really be a little more, I don't want to use explosive, but yeah, use be a little more explosive, a little more assertive. But yeah, just some really good playing going on. Overall ensemble sound is very pleasant. Good balance within the rhythm section. Bass player generally can probably be a little bigger presence, rhythmically and harmonically. It's going to help us around. But enjoyed the performance so much. If you give me a call sometime, I'd love to come out and meet with you and work with your kids if you think that's appropriate. And again, my name is Doug Harris. I'm at Santa Clara University. You can find me on the website. Enjoyed your band. Thank you so much.